Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I'm your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule and tuning in with us. We'd like to thank our special guests tonight, as well as our sponsors for joining in and partnering with us. We'd like to thank our Facebook Diva Friday Chronicles, also Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Third Heaven Sound, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, Istion Creations, and also Unique Expressions by Design. We have an awesome topic tonight, and the topic is surpassing the norm. You see, it's so many times that people get caught up in complacency. They don't like the life that they're living, but they don't want to do something about it. So we have a wonderful guest tonight that is surpassing the norm in every aspect of her life. And she's just trusting God and moving by the Spirit. So I'd like to welcome our very wonderful guest tonight, Ms. Naomi Bradley. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. And I'm looking forward to talking on this topic of surpassing the norm.
Amen, amen. I tell you, it was an awesome honor to be able to have you on our platform tonight, because, you know, we understand people's lives are just really busy, and being a business owner, a mother, and all of that good stuff, I know your life is truly busy, and we thank you for taking time to add us into it tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about who Miss Naomi Bradley is.
Okay, well, as you said, my name is Naomi Bradley, and I was one of those people that you were speaking of who, I don't want to say I was in a rut, but I was complacent. I always knew since a very young child that my passion was teaching, but teaching is, especially in the public school, is very addictive in the sense that you're pouring into these students and you're loving them, and the job is probably the most rewarding job you could possibly ever have. So it's easy to get stuck even when God has called you to do higher and greater things. So I was teaching for quite a number of years before I got pregnant with my first child. Mm-hmm. Once I got pregnant with my first child, me and my husband, we were pretty much newlyweds. So I was used to having a certain type of insurance. Well, apparently that insurance wasn't going to cover the hospital birth. So I ended up going the midwife route, and I ended up having the home birth. And so it's a lot of courage and trusting in God to make sure that everything was perfect. And, of course, everything was perfect. And I had my baby, and I had this gift, and I was able to share it with her. And in the book, I'm reading one, which you can read bookstores in Atlanta, I was able to share my gift with her, and so I share my gift with the rest of the world through the book. So the question is, who is Naomi Bradley? Naomi Bradley is a woman who is finding out who Naomi Bradley is day by day.
I like the answer. Finding out who you are on a daily basis and walking in that. I love it. So tell us about a little bit about some of your accomplishments. You said that you were called to teach. You have authored a book. Tell us a little bit more about what you've accomplished in your life.
Yeah, like you said, I was called to teach, and I've authored a book.
Naomi, you're blinking out. Can you hear me? We just lost Naomi. So we are going to take a quick break from one of our sponsors while we wait for her to dial back in. So one moment from one of our sponsors.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Booksamillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
And we are back with Miss Naomi Bradley. Naomi, are you with us? Okay, we lost her again. So, are going to be speaking with our sponsors for a moment. I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors that have sponsored On Fire to Inspire for the month of September. Again, our sponsors are Facebook Diva Friday Chronicles, Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. Their website is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com, and that's spelled out, .com. Where you can get all of your items, your business items, your things for family members, specialized custom items for your business, for your family reunions. Christmas is coming up, so if you have clients that you want to get even cookie tins with your logo on it, she could do that for you. It's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. You can see all the different items that are available. You have so a wide variety of things that you can get customized just for you. So it looks like we're back. We're going to try it again.
Can you hear me?
Welcome back. We are live again with you. Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you?
Okay. We are here with you. We lost you. You kind of buzzed out, and then we just completely lost you altogether. Okay. So our question to you was, I think you were telling us about some of your accomplishments, and we lost you in the midst of that. So can you share with us some of your accomplishments?
Thing I always love technology. If it doesn't work, you just start feeling like you hate technology. So as we said earlier, I've authored a book, and then I've started my own private learning center in this Nestle Indicator, and it's been literacy skills, early math skills, and a music teacher who is completely awesome. But it's based off, coincidentally enough, surpassing the norm, whereas we generally take children and we assume that they don't have the capabilities to go beyond their age or their, you know, developmental level. And that's what we do. We stretch their thinking. We stretch their capabilities by exposing them to more. So I have my learning center. We have our books that are for sale. I'm doing a few speaking and television engagements. So those are a couple of things that I have going on right now.
Amen. Now, with your learning center, I think you said the name of it was, is it Love? What's it? What's
yes,
the
Love
name
Bradley Academy.
Love Bradley Academy. Okay, and it's Nestle Indicator. Now, tell us, what age groups do you take?
Right now, we're doing ages 1 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we like the children to be able to at least walk.
Okay.
In the Saturday schools where we do a lot of the foreign language classes, they range up to 10 because in a traditional setting, your child isn't exposed to another foreign language till they hit about middle school.
Mm-hmm.
But the brain development of a child, for them to be able to absorb that language, has to happen at a very early age. So that's when we're able to get them and mold them into thinking of speaking another language very early.
Yes, I love that. I love that concept. Definitely have to talk to you a little bit more offline about that because, you know, my children's book is in English and Spanish with a music CD. Yes,
awesome.
And it's
awesome.
So funny how we moms find that that creativity that we didn't know we had until those children come along.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
absolutely.
I'm doing so much by the age of two. So I understand that same concept. So, yes, we definitely need to talk a little bit more offline about that. You know, you are so true and correct in saying, you know, whatever you put in front of the children at an early age, they can take it, they can use it. They're just sponges soaking it all in. And that's where we need to really, really, you know, you're not like forcing it on them. It's fun to them, especially when you make it fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ma'am. Now, you said you all do Saturday, foreign language on Saturdays. What languages do you teach them on those days?
Primarily, we have Spanish going right now. We intersperse the Mandarin by demand. So if somebody comes to me, well, I really want my child to get started with Mandarin, then I go out and I find the instructors, and we do it that way.
Okay. I love it. So you look for what your client looks for, our needs, and you meet the needs.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So what are some of the things that you encountered that tried to hinder you? Because, you know, there are no hindrances. There are just some things that try to be a distraction. That's the way I like to put it. What are some of the distractions that you encountered that you had to overcome as you were building that dream and surpassing your norm?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. When I first started, and I say this often to people who decided they want to jump or they want to leap or they want to basically stop working their 9-to-5 job, that there are going to be so many times there were so many times for me, I can't speak for other people, when I couldn't really see the bills were sky high. My bills were sky high. And everything was telling me, just Jen, go back to your little job, get your payment, your salary. But through those tough
now,
I'm really wondering how we were even able to. Can you hear me?
Okay, now Hello? Can you blank that for a second? Can
okay.
you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
We were wondering how we were even able to make it with just that one student for months. I mean, from August all the way up until the following January, we just had one student and we had to rely on faith. By the grace of God, our bills were made and things were taken care of, but we really did not. And now that I'm even looking back on it, I just do not know how we made it through. And there were so many times when I just wanted to, or I thought about, you know, giving up, saying maybe this isn't the time, maybe this isn't the season. But in my heart of hearts, when God has called you to do something, you just go in and follow through and he'll take care of the rest. So that's how things started to work out. So anybody else out there who really wants to do a little bit more, who searched their heart, searched their soul, and there's something more out there for them, I would just encourage them to leap in and trust God to take care of the rest.
Amen. So what are some of the things that motivate you? What are some of your motivations that made you say, you know what, I got to trust God and do this? What are some of your motivations? What motivated you?
Oh, my children are my greatest motivation. My husband, he's a firefighter, and he came back one night. Well, he works, and then he'll come home in the morning because it's a 24-hour shift. So he comes home one morning, firefighters do business inspections, and they inspected a school that was geared towards foreign languages. And he says, Naomi, I think this is exactly what, you know, the vision you have for your online. I look up the school is like $10,000 a year. And so I'm looking at my salary, I'm looking at his salary, I'm like, man, I want this for our kids. And then it hit me, I can create this for our kids. And so one thing that really inspires me is my children, children and my family.
Amen. Now, doing what you've done, you know, opening your school, authoring this book, teaching your children, the concept of reading it by age one, that's definitely surpassing the norm. I mean, so how did you do this?
Were you asking about the or all, you know?
Just, you know, just all of the things that you've accomplished, and you just said, you know what, I'm in it, I'm doing it, I'm biting it, I know what it looks like, I know what it feels like, but I'm doing it. Did you just say, you know what, I got a legacy to leave for my children? What was your final thing that says, you know what, I'm not giving up now? What was the thing that just took you to the point of saying, you know what, God's not going to leave me, I've come too far?
You're absolutely right. I did ask, you know, tell myself that I'm definitely want a legacy to leave for my children. When you ask me how did I do it, I'll tell everybody, and I'll be very frank to the fact that I am a big proponent of affirmation, positive affirmations, and vision boards. Mm-hmm. So last December I created a vision board, and I put all the things that I wanted. I put all the affirmations that I wanted, and those things were able to have manifested within, for lack of a better word, a timely manner. Like I have on my vision board a picture of money, and it has the affirmation, I am wealthy now. And a lot of people, you know, who are very spiritual know that there's a lot of power behind the two words, I am. So it says, I am wealthy now. And now I made this vision board when I, by human appearances, wouldn't have been as wealthy. But now I can honestly look back on that vision board and say, well, some of the things that are on there are already coming to pass. Instead of just having it like I have my vision board and I have it on my mirror, I've also taken a picture of it, and it's the screensaver for my phone. And many people know how.
Naomi, we lost our guest again. That devil is a liar. I tell you, tonight we are supposed to be having an awesome show tonight, because I tell you, I've never had an interview where it's dropped at least three times on the show. But she's back with us now. Naomi, you here?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I tell you, the enemy don't want you to encourage someone, but he is a liar. He don't want someone else to know that they can surpass the norm just like you did.
Absolutely. Now, I was telling you, not only did I have my vision board up, but I took a picture of it, and it's the screensaver for my phone. So I'm constantly looking at it, constantly impressing my mind and my subconscious mind on the things that I want, the things that I desire, the things that I've affirmed for myself. And so it's important to have those positive images, have those positive words always in the forefront, be always looking at them and not focusing on the negative, because there were really a lot of times where the negative thoughts could have consumed me. There were a lot of times when the negative thoughts could have consumed me. So make sure if you're trying to do something that's surpassing the norm, that you keep your affirmations and you keep your world around you in a light that is very positive.
I agree. Now, you said something that was very key, and it's funny because it lined up with what we talked about last week. We talked about vision boards and writing your visions and writing your goals and writing your purpose down, so that you can see as things happen, it just really, really encourages. And a lot of times, other than encouraging you, it propels you into the next realm of where you're supposed to be. And so it's just so powerful. I wrote a book of affirmations. Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations is the title. It's just that simple, and it's an e-book. And it's a little thin booklet that I created as an e-book last year, because there were so many things that I saw the hand of God move within 7 months over everything that he told me to do. I just started doing it. And I tell you, in 7 months, I just saw him move like never before. And I mean, and within 7 months, Let's see, I had authored two books. Both of them came out as an e-book. One was in English and French. The prayer book is available in English and French. I mean, it's just like, okay, the radio show started. So when you talking about these affirmations and keeping all of that positivity in your faith and surrounding yourself with positive people, because, see, you can't allow garbage to go into wealth. It don't
exactly.
matter. They can't walk together. So, yes, ma'am, I love the way you put that. You have to stay in a place. And, you know, every now and then you might get these visitations of this negative thoughts, and you say, oh, I rebuke you. That thought don't
mm-hmm.
belong to me.
Exactly.
Is that what you did?
Exactly. I canceled out all the negative thoughts. Every time they came up, I replaced them with a positive one. I replaced them with an affirmation. I replaced them with the truth that I've already agreed to about myself and about the business. So, you know, you have to be very diligent. You have to be so diligent with it because, like you said, it's hard to say, you know, I am wealthy when every bill is tapping on your door. It's hard to say, you know, God is my source when all things are looking, you know, looking wrong or looking down. So you have to remain diligent. You have to remain faithful.
Exactly. Now, how can someone find out about getting their children into the Love Bradley Academy for the Saturday classes for their children? Or, you know, the different things that you have available through the schooling, through the tutoring. How can they reach out to you, or even purchasing books? How can they reach out to you?
Awesome. Everything is streamlined through the website, which is www.lovebradleyacademy.com. There's no dashes, no semicolons, just www.lovebradleyacademy.com. And on that website, there's an email that gives you direct access to me, as well as the link. There's a link on there for the book. There's there's just a blog for the different activities that are endorsed through the program, and also registrations if anyone was interested in the classes.
Okay, great. Are you on Facebook, Twitter? What? How can they follow you on social media?
Awesome. We are on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AcademyLoveBradley. And we are also on Instagram at @ Love Bradley Academy. And we are not on Twitter. Maybe I should get a Twitter, but I'm just very busy. And a Twitter account takes up a lot of time.
Yes, you are so right. You may do better with the Periscope. Account.
Everyone
then Twitter came
that.
Up with Periscope.
Everyone,
well, you know,
Periscope.
I like it.
I just
it.
Can't take one more social media.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it is, you know, when you're doing something special or at the academy or whatever, the people that follow you can actually see you talk about it, or you could even just kind of summarize it, or you can invite them out for something that you're doing. So it's a live feed, like a video feed. So it's something that you may be able to utilize for your academy. And for those of you who are listening that have businesses, that may be something you can utilize. I've been watching it for several months, and I used it for the first time at the Five Arts Festival this past Saturday myself. So it was fun. It was fun, and you saw the people, you see the little people giving you love and all of that. So it's a great thing. You know, of course, we have busy lives, like you said, but it's just something you can kind of chime in and get on, let them know what's going on, and they can follow you in it, or it's a way of inviting people out to events. So it's something you can think about.
Okay. Since you suggested it, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up and research this Periscope.
All right. So what are some of the things that you have coming up? Do you all have any events coming up? What do you have coming up?
Well, we are really pushing towards our fall showcase, where we're going to showcase the children and all the things that they've learned during the school year so far. that date is to be determined, but also my mother just wrote a children's book called Chucky B and the Potty Son, and it's just the cutest children's book. So we're going to launch that in actually a few days, and it's actually tailored towards you can customize the book to your child's name and have their pictures in there. So it's going to be a pretty big deal. And so we got Chucky B in the Potty. We got our fall showcase. And I will be set on an AIB show with Reverend Angela Rice, which is set to air in October or November. And it's on her television show, which is called A Woman's Place.
The Woman's Place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you think about surpassing the norm, our topic tonight, what does that mean to you?
To me, means going for excellence and going for the manifestation of your true self. A lot of us, like we said before, we get in these ruts of working and working and working and working and waking up, going to work, going to sleep, so we can get up early and go to work, and it turns into this rat race. And by the time we're 60 and 62 and we're retired, we look back on our life and we're not really sure on whether we've lived our purpose or whether we've worked the job. So surpassing the norm to me definitely means you're searching for that purpose. You're getting quiet. You're asking spirit, what am I on this planet to do? And you're going with every effort and every ounce that you have in your being to do that. So to me, that's what surpassing the norm is.
Amen. You know, that's one thing that that I strive for in everything I do, and that's excellence, the spirit of excellence. You know, I remember one time my grandmother said, if you're going to half do it, don't do it at all. So if your name is going to be on it and you're representing God and Christ, then it needs to be a spirit of excellence in everything that you do. So you can't just say, okay, I just did that just to get by. Or, you know, everything about who you are should surpass the norm. And surpassing the norm for me means, like you said, doing everything unto God with a spirit of excellence.
Okay.
I truly, truly love it. So what would you say to someone that's in a place of they're complacent, they're comfortable, but they're just not happy? They're unhappy because they know that there's more. They're unhappy because they're being pulled, and they know that there's something more, but it's just like they're walking in fear. They're walking in the uncertainty of what if. What would you say to that person?
I would definitely say to that person, go ahead and find some time to get still, meditate, pray, and ask spirit to guide you into what you are really meant to do. And once you hear that answer from spirit, go ahead and move with that answer and do not look back. Do not look back.
Amen, amen. Amen. Were there any final things that you would leave tonight for someone that would say, you know what, I got it, Naomi. You have spoken to me. You have ignited something that was asleep. What would you say to that person from there?
Oh, that was a tough one, Aaliyah. if someone's out there and they wanted something to ignite them, all I can really tell them to do is go ahead and leap out there and just rest in the faithfulness that God will take care of the rest. Whatever your passion is, whatever God has called you to do, jump. Go on and do it. If it takes you quitting your job, if it takes you, you know, scaling back or taking a leave of absence, move forward with everything you have within you to surpass the norm.
Wow. Let's see if anyone has any questions tonight. If you have a question or comment you'd like to make tonight, press 1. and we would definitely love to hear your question or your comment. Every now and then, Naomi, they get a little shy on me. So every now and then, I press one, and you have some questions. And we do have some questions, so bear with me.
Okay.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Aaliyah and Naomi. We're live. Who do we have on the line with us? Hi, you're live with On Fire to Inspire with Aaliyah and Naomi. Who do we have the pleasure of gracing the platform with us tonight?
Hi, Leah. This is Dr. Lorenda. How are you?
Great. How are you, Dr. Lorenda?
I'm fine. Miss Naomi, I have a question for you.
Awesome.
First of all, awesome that you have a development center. That's wonderful. Being that you're the director of your program, can you kind of tell me, what is a day like for you there?
A day like for me there starts pretty early. Like I said, we work with different specialists who come in, so my day starts pretty early in the morning. I receive the first group of students, and we get started with a little bit of breakfast, and then we get right into the learning environment. The students that I have right now are pretty young, so everything that we do is through song and repetition. So song and repetition is generally the language of children. So I get down on the floor with them. We sing a little. We dance a little. We read. We are avid readers. Those students read at least 3 to 4 books a day. And we have a good time. We have a really good time. I was asked on another interview, well, you know, shouldn't kids that are really young just be playing? And they are going to play on their own accord for the majority of the day. When they're at home or when they're with their parents, or, you know, you cannot stop children's play. But one thing that is lacking, especially among the African-American community, is that drive and that standard of excellence. So in addition to their playtime, they will be exposed to things that some people might say they don't expose their children to until a little bit later. So I'm so grateful for your question, Doctor. I hope that answered it.
Yes, that answered it. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for dialing in tonight, Dr. Lorenda.
No problem.
All right. We have another call holding. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah and Naomi. Who do we have the pleasure of gracing the platform with us tonight?
This is Emma Roberson. Can you hear me?
Emma, how are you? Yes, ma'am. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you. I was listening to her with On Fire to Inspire, and everything that she talked about was so encouraging. I'm almost in tears. And I look back over my life, and I remember some of the things I wanted to do so hard, but I didn't fight as hard. But I'm going to pass this on to somebody else because I know somebody else that's going through something like this, and they're very talented. Do you write any books, or you just teach?
Oh, yes, Ms. Emma. Yes, Ms. Emma, my pride and glory right now is my first book, which is called Reading at One, A Guide to Toddlers and Children. And it's basically a guide to teach early parents or new parents, rather, very simple techniques to work with their child at home with to get them started reading early. So that book is available on Amazon and Kindle and a few bookstores in Atlanta if you're local. But the book is called Reading at One. Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
I'm in Louisiana, and I would have to go on Amazon. Give me the name of it again.
Reading at One.
Reading at One?
Uh-huh.
Reading at One, yes, ma'am.
Reading at One. Okay, I'm going to try to get that for my great-grandbaby and her mother.
Okay. Awesome.
Reading
awesome.
At One. Okay, I'm going to go on Amazon and order it.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. And we are live every Every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay.
Okay, I get your I'm on your LAC page, so I get the announcement.
Okay, great, great. Well, thanks again for dialing in, Ms. Emma.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, you know, I forgot to ask you about telling everyone about time, and we talked about how they could get the book, but we didn't talk about the book. So let's talk about the book a little bit. You said that the book is available on Amazon and what else as far as?
And Kindle.
And Kindle, okay. So available on Amazon and Kindle, and it is Reading at One, A Guide to Early Literacy Exposure for Toddlers and Children. So basically it's a guide for the parent to help them teach their child to read at an early age.
Absolutely. And the things that we talked about in the beginning, what inspired me to write the book and everything like that, that's on the first two chapters. So once you get the first two chapters, it gets real. It gets right on into the different ways that you can incorporate early literacy skills at home with your child.
Yes. When you were talking about your daily, you know, what you do daily with the kids, and you have a very young group of children that you work with, so y'all do a lot of things with singing songs and dance, and so they're having fun while they're learning. And my first children's book, A Learning Book Just For Me, came out as a result of me being with my daughter, teaching her. At 20 months, she learned how to spell her name. I taught her how to spell her name. At 26 months, about 26 months, she was spelling her name, counting the 15 in English, 10 in Spanish, 6 of her colors in both languages, 6 of her shapes. She was singing nursery rhymes, and if you had a book of animals, she could tell you what they were and the sound it made. I'm telling you, they're sponges. It's what you're doing with them and how you're presenting it to them. She had all this fun learning this stuff and didn't even realize she was learning. And so that's how A Learning Book Just For Me came about. So in every concept that the children learn, they learn in English and Spanish. So I can definitely attest to that. That really works. And, you're giving them tools and things. So I'm telling you, if any of you are, you know, new parents or even grandparents, you know, a lot of the grandparents may have a little more time to work with the babies for the parents that are both working outside the home. The grandparents may be able to incorporate that for them.
Absolutely. Now, that's one thing that I absolutely encourage is that for those god parents and those aunties and uncles and those who are around those children, even if it's just for an hour, for you to just do something with that child to increase their education and their literacy skills, because you know it really doesn't take that much time. So it's so beautiful to hear that you were able to do those things with your daughter, because a lot of people assume that once you have a child that the teacher is going to do everything, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
The teachers don't have time to do everything because every child's learning curve is everywhere, you know.
Okay.
And so yes, I'm telling you, I can definitely testify to that. So I love the concept. So when I saw your profile and I read it, I was like, wow, I did that, you know.
Yeah,
of course.
It works.
You know, I just did it. It does. And I just did it from being led. I didn't know, have a clue what I was doing. I just was led by God because everybody was asking, are you a teacher? I was like, no, I was in IT for 18 years. So I had no clue. Yes, ma'am. So, but I knew what God was impressing upon my heart. And my godmom was like, you need to write a book. She said, so many parents want to do the same thing. But number one, they either they don't have the creativity, or number two, they don't have the patience. So you need to write a book. And I went through the book of Rebecca, and I just started praying about it and talking about writing a vision. And that's how the book was birthed. So for those of you who are listening, and this is doing something, you know, pressing upon you, not so much as writing a book or not so much as teaching your children early, but you know what it is that's in you that you have allowed to lie dormant. It's time to awaken. It's time to rise up. It's time to wake up. And it's time to walk. It's time to walk. It's time to move forward. You can't be complacent. And you know, what did they say the definition of insanity is?
Doing the same thing over and over.
Over and over again.
Expecting different results. Yeah.
We are not insane. We are not walking in insanity. We're walking and we're moving in excellence. We're doing everything in excellence. We're not ordinary people. We're extraordinary people because we were made in the image of Christ. So we can't do the status quo anymore. That's not our portion.
Absolutely.
That's not our portion. Did we have anyone? I didn't want to miss anyone else. If you have a question or a statement you'd like to make to Naomi or myself, press 1 and you will be live. We will definitely bring you on with us. I do not want to leave anyone out. All right, we have another one. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah and Naomi.
Hey, Aaliyah. Hey, Naomi. This is Jari Jeffries. I was just giving, just wanted to just comment and to tell Naomi that she's inspired me. I appreciate the work that she's doing for the community, and I appreciate what she's doing for our youth because we definitely need as many hands, you know, helping to educate our kids. So I just wanted to kind of comment just to let her know that, you know, we're rooting for her to continue on with that work.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jeffries.
You're very welcome.
Amen. Do you have little ones that you can implement that that book with? So, you know, that would definitely be some things that you can now have that testimony to share as a result.
That's correct.
So how old are your children? Your house sounds like my house.
Yeah, you know, I got a 21-month-old and a 4-month-old who's in school, and the teachers are already saying that they love the 4-year-old in class because she's already she's ahead of everybody else. So that's us being proactive, trying to make sure that she had everything she needed, you know, before she even started school. So that's a great testament to what we're doing here at home.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And don't give up.
Yes.
Don't give up. Just stay with that and make sure you're an advocate for that child, especially with her being gifted. Okay?
That's right. I definitely will.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dialing in tonight, Jari. We truly appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a blessed evening, okay?
All right, you too.
We are live with Ms. Naomi Bradley, the queen of toddler education. I tell you, she has really, really spoken to something that I did and didn't even realize I was doing. You know, like you said, you have a baby and everything shifts as a mother, as a wife. You know, your life changes a little bit when you become a wife, and then your life shifts again when you become a mother. And
absolutely,
there are some things that's awakened that you didn't even know you had in you. And, you know, sitting and teaching my daughter all the things that I taught her, I didn't have a clue that that was in me to do. I didn't. But I had a song for everything. A song for everything.
And that's
yes,
how they learn. Absolutely.
Yes. When I share that testimony with people, they're like, she was how old? I'm like, I'm telling you, they learned. I sung her how to spell her name to her while she was in a tub one day at 20 months old. I told her, you're going to spell your name. Learn how to spell your name today. And by the third time, she was singing it with me. And by the fourth time, I asked her to sing it, and she sung it by herself. So, you know, it's just, you just make it fun. And you make the learning fun. You make the interaction fun, and you celebrate everything. You just, just wow, and, you know.
It just seems like as you grow up being an adult, they tell you to stop celebrating everything, you know. As a kid, you pee in the pot, it's a celebration. You eat all your vegetables, it's a celebration. And then you turn 29, and they're like, oh, you shouldn't celebrate that. That's not a milestone. Don't celebrate that.
That's true. But, you know,
it,
so you celebrate everything, and it's time to celebrate breaking down those barriers. It's time to celebrate not being a part of the status quo. It's time to celebrate not being in that group of the normal people, because you're not normal. You are extraordinary. Amen,
absolutely.
Amen, amen. All right, and I hate to end the broadcast without making sure that I got every person that wanted to say something. If you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, press 1 and we will get you live. But I have people all the time that say, well, Lee, you missed me. So I try to make sure that I don't miss anyone, because you never know who, you know, what someone is saying. It may inspire you as the person that's listening on the other end, or it may even inspire us as the people who are actually sharing. So I just, you know, don't want to miss out anyone that wanted to share tonight. All right, we don't have any other. Oh, we do have another one. All right, we have another live one. Bear with me. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah Naomi.
Hey, hi, Aaliyah. Hi, Naomi. This is Vincent Lynch at the time, and I just wanted to say I'm impressed and myself inspired by your passion for what you do. It's not just what you're saying, it's what I hear. It's in your tones and in your heart. I can hear your passion, and I applaud you for that. And I praise God for that. And thank you for
what you
do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ms. Naomi, we actually have, this is Mr. Vincent Lynch. He is the person that is the founder and owner of Third Heaven Sound, one of our sponsors. And the song that you hear, the jingle, On Fire to Inspire, he actually arranged and created the music. I wrote the words, and LaTanya LaTanya Falls did the singing. Yes.
That's so beautiful. When the music came on, I was thinking to myself, this is nice. This is so nice.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay.
And when we did, you heard the interview. I don't know if you heard the commercial from Alexander Townsend. He actually arranged the music even in that. So that's one of our great, great supporters and sponsors of On Fire to Inspire, and the brainchild of the song that made it happen. You know, I did the words, but I don't know how to arrange music, so I thank God for
it.
And thank you again for everything that you do, Vincent.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
All
keep
right.
doing what you do.
Thank you. All right. That is Flounder Vincent Lynch from Third Heaven Sound. I tell you, we praise God for people and their gifts, everybody operating in their gifting, because, again, we're not normal. We are extraordinary. See, you see how I'm like, I want to make sure that there's no one, because, see, that word was for you that he just said. So that's why I just make sure that I'm obedient in everything that I do, and everything that I do is a spirit of excellence from God. Now, I like to close out with a scripture, and the scripture tonight lines up with the scripture from last week, and the scripture is talking about the plans that God has for us, and Jeremiah 29:11 in the New Living Testament, Jeremiah 29:11 says, there are plans for good, and for I know plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you hope and a future. Now, that's New Living Translation. And the Amplified Version says a little bit deeper, and it says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope and a final outcome. So whoever that is for today, we thank God that you are extraordinary, that you've broken the barriers. There's no more norm, because you've been created to do more than that. You were created to walk in excellence. You were created to thrive. You were created to live in excellence. So we thank you tonight, Naomi, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, thank you. I tell you, your spirit was infectious, and you are definitely walking in purpose and on purpose, and it radiates And that's why he was able to fill your heart, fill your spirit. So thank you again for joining us tonight.
Thank you again for having me, Miss Aaliyah Butler.
Oh, you are so welcome. Hopefully we have you back soon with some other great things that you guys will be doing.
Awesome. I would love to come back.
All right, great. Thank you again. Well, tune in next week and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, tonight is a testament of it's time to stop, surpass that, to stop doing the norm, stop just doing and settling, but it's time to start moving in greatness, doing and striving in excellence. It's time to live. It's time to just catapult into that next dimension that you were meant to be in. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, On Fire to Inspire. We're here for you.